kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
I think yung mas masakit than the physical. Kasi yung physical, parang diba ramdam mo yun eh. And then pag nakita mo nag-heal na yung bruises or something, parang ah, okay, I'm healed. Pero pag emotional kasi, that was the pain that you will carry, I think, for the rest of your life. And it puts you a lot of doubt in yourself. You question your value, you question your worth to that person. And overall, you question who you are. Like, you know, yung identity mo, it changed you as a person.
Mula sa probinsya ng Bicol si Maria, nakipagsapalaran sa Australia taong 2017. Nang mag-aral siya ng kanyang MBA o Master of Business Administration, matapos ng isang dekada ng pagtatrabaho sa banking industry sa Pilipinas. Nang matapos sa kanyang MBA sa Sydney, nakapagtrabaho ito bilang isang human resource manager.
I am a proud single mom to 3. My beautiful daughter and 2 amazing boys. With my 2 eldest children, my daughter and my son, they are from my previous marriage in the Philippines. Etong bunso ko is from my ex-partner here in Australia.
Mag-isa ngayong tinataguyod ni Maria ang kanyang 3 anak matapos na maghiwalay sila ng kanyang Australian partner sa unang bahagi ng taon matapos ng masalimuot na pagsasama sa nakalipas na 4 na taon.
When I met him, prior pa doon na na-met ko siya, I was already established myself as a divorce here in Australia. So when I met him, he knows that I have 2 beautiful kids in the Philippines na because that time it was COVID, so hindi ko sila nadala dito because the border was closed. And then once it reopened, then nadala ko na dito yung mga anak ko. And then yeah, I was open about it. In the beginning, he knows about my children, my status, and then what's my goal, you know, my personal goal with my children. So it never changed. And then he knows what he's, you know, what he's joining as a family nung time na nagdi-date pa lang kami.
Sa simula pa lamang ng kanilang relasyon, batid na ng ex-partner ni Maria na ito ay may 2 anak mula sa dating asawa nito sa Pilipinas. Wala namang naging issue tungkol dito sa unang bahagi ng kanilang pagsasama.
Actually, I was so surprised kasi nga parang I asked myself that time nung na-first date pa lang kami na parang it's so good to be true, too good to be true. Kasi like he was so accepting, talagang nag-extract siya ng effort to know my children. And then habang nasa Philippines pa lang sila, talagang we slowly, nung naging kami na talaga, and I know that he accept my children and then he's willing to do everything for them. And, you know, nagpapakita rin siya ng effort doon sa side na yon. Then pinakilala ko na rin sila before pa dumating sila dito sa Pilipinas through video call. So yeah, he exert effort for that one. And then like pinakita talaga niya na gusto niya na ito yung pamilya na gusto niya.
At nang dumating na sa Australia ang 2 anak ni Maria, kalagitnaan ng 2021, naging maayos naman ang unang mga buwan ng kanilang nabuong pamilya. Ngunit, unti-unting nagbago ang lahat.
Nagbago ang lahat. It's not like an overnight na pagkagising niya or pagkagising ko is parang, oh, this is different world, you know. It was an accumulated situation and circumstances na, ano, as time goes by, parang both of you change in different ways. So, masasabi ko na napansin ko na when it comes to, kasi that time, prior nung pumunta pa dito yung mga bata, because of COVID, hindi ko sila nakasama for 3 years. So, ang nangyari is parang nung dumating sila dito, syempre I will make time for them. You know, yung attention ko is 100% nasa kanila. And then, slowly, parang dun ko na nakikita na parang I am in the middle. Na parang nahati yung parang I have to separate myself between him and the 2 kids. So, dun siya nag-start actually.
Pinagsasabay ni Maria ang kanyang pagiging isang ina, isang partner, at pagtatrabaho. At inamin ito na hindi naging madali ang lahat.
It was a tough time of my life. Well, I ask myself, what's my priority dun sa time na yon, dun sa situation na yon. So my main priority was my children. Alam mo yon. As a mom, I think it's an instant calling na I have to be there for my children. At the same time, I need also to provide for them because here in Australia, it's not an easy, you know, it's very expensive here. You have to provide at the same time, look after the children on your own. So ang ginawa ko noon, in short, I gave up that career kasi I can't fulfill my duty, which I need to travel different parts of the world. So nag-resign ako with that job. Then I just focus on my children with his consent and his priorities as well, na sabi niya okay kasi he's not okay with that job kasi ayaw niya nga talaga ako na umalis. You know what I mean? So I gave up that one, focus with my children, focus with him, and just, you know, in the house, do the mother job. So, yeah, so yun yung naging priority ko. And then, slowly, I look for a local job, even if it's a casual job, just for me to earn money.
Kahit na pinayagan ng kanyang partner ang kanyang pagre-resign sa trabaho, pinilit pa rin ito na makapagtrabaho, kahit na casual lamang. Dahil sanay ito na kumikita ng pera at makapag-ambag pa rin sa mga bayarin sa bahay.
I was a kind of a person na ever since, kahit nang maliit pa ako way back in the Philippines, I work already when I was 6. I was helping my grandmother to sell this delicacies that she make to sell in the market. So I was already earning by that age. Na parang nasa sarili ko, value ko talaga na I keep on working for my own needs and then provide for my own needs. So, and I feel good about it, you know, with the kids as well. You know, kailangan mo sila idala sa movie, other expenses at school, even if it's only a public school. But then it gives me a sense of fulfillment on a financial side of it that I can still contribute. And anyway, yung mga bata naman that time, they are in the age where they can be independent. So once nasa school sila, I don't have anything to do at home. So I still have the time for them. At the same time, I have still the capability to earn somehow money.
Casual na nagtatrabaho si Maria hanggang sa mabuntis ito. Tiniis ni Maria ang kanyang hindi magandang sitwasyon kasama ng kanyang partner.
My pregnancy was not easy. Every trimester, I had this bleeding that they can't figure it out where it was coming from. I was hospitalized on my third trimester, and I have to stay 1 week in the hospital, and they couldn't figure it out why I was bleeding. And yeah, and from the, I guess, like 8 months, still I was working. Then I just stopped probably 3 weeks before I gave birth.
Nung time na buntis ka, ayos kayo, ayos ang relasyon.
It's a very rough situation already. There are some instances that I don't know where his frustrations were coming from. Especially, that's his first ever. Like, he was single, never been married, and really wanting a child on his own.
May mga pagkakataon na frustrated siya. Hindi mo alam kung saan nanggagaling. How do you deal with it? Siyempre, bilang partner, kailangan mag-usap kayo, hindi ba?
Yeah, it's a very important factor, you know, in any relationship, friendship, family, or intimate relationship. You know, communication is the number one key factor for you to have a, you know, successful relationship. But then, you know, sometimes you cannot talk to a person when they are in a high peak of whatever situation, or they are not really open to talk about certain things. So you tried your best, but then you'll just end up guessing, I would say.
Tiniis ni Maria ang kanyang hindi magandang sitwasyon kasama ng kanyang partner para na rin sa kanilang isisilang na anak. At hanggang sa makapanganak ito, ang inakala niya na bubuti ang sitwasyon ay lalo lamang naging magulo na nagdulot din sa kanya ng sobrang stress. At nung nanganak ka, happy moment yon para sa inyo dapat?
Yes and no. But then it was already a situation where it was a accumulated situation where he became on and off present when in the house or with his own self. Yung on and off yung presence niya mentally, I would say, and emotionally. He works full time And his job is a very stressful position, I mean, job. So sometimes I thought that it comes from, you know, stressful day. So I try my best to make things work or functional inside the house by myself.
Ang inaasahang makakatuwang sa kanilang bagong silang na anak ay siyang nagdudulot ng sama ng loob ni Maria.
It was a bit challenging for me kasi back in the Philippines when I had my two kids, I have a lot of help. Like they have a nanny. Here, you have to do it on your own. And it feels like it's my first time. So lahat, I have to navigate from, you know, breastfeeding. What do I need to do? How will I make him stop crying? This and that. So there's a lot of challenges along the way. But, you know, as a mother, I think your instinct as a mom and to be, you know, to be there for your own child, I think it will just kick in. So you just do it every day.
Paulit-ulit mong binabanggit yung accumulated yung sitwasyon o yung stress sa bahay, ano, at doon talaga, kumbaga, kailan napuno ang salop, sabi nga.
I think it has something to do with my two kids. So it's always, I think, that I have to weigh which attention should I prioritize first. Say, for instance, you know, kids are very playful, or when they come home from school, of course, they want your attention. They talk a lot. They share a lot about their days. And imagine that I have these two kids coming home from school. They want to share about their day at school. And then I have this little one who was crying on the corner. And then there's another ex-partner who was like, came home from work and he needs my attention. So where will I put myself in that scenario, right? And then I just gave birth. So it was very challenging, that point. But I think that's the main factor where they all needed my attention.
Mm.
And I couldn't keep up.
Sa paglala ng sitwasyon, umabot na ito sa pagkakasakit ni Maria dahil sa stress at pagkabalisa.
Nagkaroon ako ng health problem. I had this iron infusion. I went for a stress management test. Nag-decline talaga, nag-deteriorate yung health ko. Una, hindi ko siya, parang feeling ko bakit ganun, okay naman ako, kaya ko naman, I can deal with everything, na-injure ko naman siya. Pero yun pala, no, darating tayo sa point na akala natin we're okay, pero internally, it slowly kills you na.
Yung katawan mo mismo, yung inner self, yes, mo ang bumimigay.
Yes. My soul, I think I'm still okay, even up to now, I'm still okay. But then yung health mo talaga, kasi you lack of sleep, you think a lot, you worry a lot. Those are the things na wala kang self-control. Even sabihin mo na, oh, don't think too much about it. It's just, you know, tomorrow is another day. But then indirectly, napupunta yun sa system mo. Like your nervous system always nagpapanik ka. You have your fight and flight system mo, always active siya. So talagang without even knowing it, na parang hindi mo naman talaga siya totally gusto ma-feel, but then it's there. So naaapektuhan yung sarili mo internally. I went for my own checkup. Talagang I embraced it. Talagang pumunta ako sa GP kasi I know that I needed help.
Nang huminto sa pagtatrabaho si Maria, naging issue din nilang mag-partner ang usaping pera.
It started from, I will say, we need to buy these groceries. We need to get this. We need to, the kids need this to pay for school. And the list just goes on with every day, you know, financial decision that we have to make it functional for the family. Then that's where it started na parang, I think it became too much for him, because before, when I was earning, little things like we need groceries, the kids need this to excursion for school payment, I don't ask for it. I do it on my own, in my own bank account. So we have a joint account where we share the common expenses for groceries, this and that. But then for other expenses of the two big kids, I'll just deal with it if I can. So now na nakafocus na lahat sa kanya, that I have to ask for this, we need to buy this, I think that's where it started, na parang naging too much na sa kanya, na parang hang on, parang ganito pala, parang ang dami kong financial obligation on my own thinking that these two kids is not my children.
Masakit yon para sa iyo bilang nanay ng mga bata, hindi ba?
Sobrang sakit kasi kaya kong mag-provide sa mga anak ever since. Nung kahit na sa Philippines pa sila, I work hard here and then I always send money. So kahit yung dad nila, I don't push him to provide for them kasi I can do it, you know. So this was the first time na nag-stop talaga ako working and earning money for myself and for my children, and first time experience for me.
Habang pinagdadaanan ng lahat, noong unay, hindi naisip ni Maria na siya ay naaabuso ng kanyang dating partner.
Actually, that time, hindi ko siya naisip na abusive relationship siya. Siguro kasi yan yung mga thinking or mentality ng mga tao na nasa situation. You know, I'm not speaking for everyone. I'm speaking for my experience. But in that time, di ko siya naisip na I was in an abusive relationship. Ang naisip ko lang talaga is, number one, apektado na yung mga bata. So, sabi kong ganun sa sarili ko, parang, if I stay here, you know, edi malulungkot yung mga bata tomorrow pagising nila kasi ganun na naman. So, it was actually a temporary na umalis kami sa bahay just to have the space. Inalis ko yung mga bata, and then that's the time na slowly nagiging clear na yung isip ko nung dinitouch ko yung sarili ko sa environment. And then yung mga sinasabi ng family ko, friends ko, yung mga trusted friends ko lang naman ang nakakaalam, na they always tell me na parang, oh, he's abusive, ganun ganyan, based sa nakakwento ko sa kanila. And even my sister, kasi sila nakakapunta sila sa bahay and, you know, alam niya lahat. And even my mom, nakikita niya din. So, slowly, nung umalis ako sa environment na yun, dun naging clear lahat sa akin. And even up to now, I'm still, you know, trying to understand different things. But I know it's a process. Pero I know that I was in an abusive relationship that time.
Ipinaliwanag ni Donovan Nofable, isang family dispute resolution mediator, na mayroong iba't ibang uri ng domestic violence o pang-aabuso sa loob ng tahanan sa Australia.
Iba-ibang klaseng domestic violence yun eh. Sa Australia, physical, financial, emotional, tsaka psychological, lahat yun domestic violence. In a nutshell, ang domestic violence, yung power and control, kumbaga sinasabi nila, kung hindi balance ang power, ibig sabihin isa mas marami siyang control sa relationship, whether it's emotional, physical, financial. So ibig sabihin, hindi balanse. So yun ang tinatawag ng domestic violence.
Sa batas sa Australia, particular sa Family Violence Act, ang family violence o karahasan sa pamilya ay nangangahulugan ng marahas, may pagbabanta o iba pang pag-uugali ng isang tao na pumipilit o kumokontrol sa isang miyembro ng pamilya o nagdudulot ng takot sa mga miyembro ng pamilya. Maari itong assault o pananakit, sexual assault o iba pang abusong pag-uugali, stalking, paulit-ulit na panunuya o masasakit na salita, sadyang pagsira sa mga gamit at sadyang pinsala o pagpatay sa isang hayop. Isa ring pang-aabuso ang pagpigil sa isang miyembro ng pamilya na magkaroon ng ugnayan o koneksyon sa kanyang pamilya, mga kaibigan, o maging sa kultura. Labag din sa batas ang ipagkait sa sinumang miyembro ng pamilya ang kanilang kalayaan. Kasama rin sa uri ng pang-aabuso ang hindi makatwirang pagkakait ng otonomiya o pagkontrol sa pera na mayroon ng isang kapamilya. Ganon din ang hindi makatwirang pagtigil ng pinansyal na suporta na kailangan para sa mga pangangailangan ng miyembro ng pamilya o ng kanyang anak sa pagkakataon na nakadepende ang isang kapamilya para dito. Binigyang diin din ng psychotherapist na si Mana Manyago na hindi lamang pisikal na pananakit ang pang-aabuso o family violence.
It's more of the power tripping ng other person. And it's not only so words, it's also finances. There's abuse as well with finances. Like, say, for example, in the family, pag halimbawa, yun, the dad or the mom is the one controlling the money and then the other person can't use the money. And parang nalilimitahan yung, they limit themselves. They limit yung tao and how to use the money, the finances. and stops them from buying things that they need. So it actually stops them from freedom, freedom to spend, freedom to use things, use the resources for other things. So that's also an abuse.
Dagdag pa ni Manyago na madalas ay hindi ito lantad.
And we don't know. Other people doesn't really know it. It's not something na out in the open. Na ang out in the open lang is the physical abuse na nakikita mo. Pero really, there's a lot more abuse that's happening inside the house that is not really being talked about outside. Yeah, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of layers with abuse.
Sa tala ng Australian Bureau of Statistics sa taong 2021-2022, isa sa apat na kababaihan ang nakakaranas ng pagmamalupit o kaharasan mula sa kanilang kapareha. Ang family o domestic violence o kaharasan sa pamilya ay isang pangunahing issue sa Australia. Parehong mga kababaihan at kalalakihan ay nakakaranas nito. Ayon sa Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, tinatayang 3.6 milyong Australian adults o 19% ng populasyon ay nakakaranas ng emotional abuse mula sa kanilang partner mula edad 15. Sa bilang na ito, 23% o 2.3 milyong kababaihan ang nakakaranas ng emotional abuse. Mas mataas ito kaysa sa bilang ng mga kalalakihan na 14% o 1.3 milyon. Sa tala ng Australian Bureau of Statistics noong 2023, pagdating sa economic o pinansyal na pang-aabuso, tinatayang 2.4 million Australian adults o 12% ng populasyon ang nakakaranas ng economic abuse mula sa kanilang kapareha mula edad 15. 15% sa bilang na ito ay mga kababaihan, habang 7.8% ay mga kalalakihan. Para kay Maria, hindi na nito kinayang sitwasyon, lalo na para sa kanyang mga anak, at sa tingin niya'y ginawa na nito ang lahat para subukang ayusin ang kanyang relasyon sa dating kapartner. Umabot rin sa punto na naging araw-araw ang kanilang pagtatalo at hinayaan na rin sila ng kanyang kapareha pagdating sa pagkain ng kanyang dalawang nakakatandang anak.
I decided to get out of that toxic relationship because I've done my best. I tried to encourage him to see a psychologist or a therapist so that they can help us, but he was really hesitant about it. And then to that extent where he already asked us to leave the house, and I said, this is enough, you know, the kids can see it, and I've done my part, and yeah, so I left.
Ayon sa Family Dispute Resolution Mediator na si Donovan Nofable, ang pang-aabuso kasama ang usaping pera ay maaaring maging cultural din para sa ibang lahi tulad sa mga Pilipino.
When you include culture, it's really hard to define domestic violence because there's a lot of things that we do, especially sa Philippines, that might be considered cultural. Here, it's not considered cultural. And one of the things that I find for me is that finance is the biggest problem when it comes to domestic violence in terms of my clientele. I can't speak for everyone else. Mm-hmm. My client ko, financial is the biggest issue for domestic violence.
Nagbigay din ng halimbawa si Nofable.
For example, ang lalaki na nagkatrabaho tapos nasa bahay yung babae. Maaari din yung babae ang nagkatrabaho, lalaki yung nasa bahay. Ang problema dyan, yung small things, muna sabi nila, you bought a new pair of shoes, sabi nung asawa. Sabi naman nung bumili, I needed something new. Tapos yun na, start na i-control yung pera. Bigyan ka ng budget. Tapos yung budget, lahat kinukwenta. So wala ka ng freedom. Kung nasa bahay ka lang, mahirap yun, di ba? Dahil you have no financial freedom. Kaya nga, ang sinasabi nila ngayon, especially in terms of feminism, that both male and female should be working para hindi nag-aawayan yung pera. Kasi simula yung argument, maliliit na argument, ang kasalamakan ng lumaki. Ngayon, culturally, katulad ng Filipino or Indian or African, nagpapadala tayo ng pera sa mga kamag-anak overseas. isa pa yun sa mga pinag-aawayan.
Naniniwala naman si Maria na nakalakihan niya na masarap ang makapagbigay sa iyong pamilya.
Alam mo, I always have this Filipino way mentality where sa atin kasi masaya tayo na tayo yung nagbibigay, di ba? Kaysa yung binibigyan. I feel joy, I feel fulfillment in that, you know, service sa sarili ko, sa mga anak ko at sa even extended family. I always have, you know, that heart to help other people kahit singkong kusing yan, kahit maliit yan, kasi I learned that value from growing up from my grandmother na may saying siya na sabi niya na kahit nga yung maliit na tinapay, nahahati yan. So I always live up to that. So parang yun ako eh. Yun yung inner core value ko. Kaya mahirap siya nung napunta ako dun sa situation na parang I don't have anything to give.
At hindi rin nakatulong yung fact na ayaw niya to seek help.
Yeah, kasi I asked him 3 times. That was, you know, after kong manganak, there was an incident na talagang he was very aggressive in his own way, like words, not physically. I never experienced that, and thanks God. And but it was about, you know, emotional and verbal and kind of financial abuse. Then dun ko na inano na parang how about I open up kung magpa-counseling kami. Then lagi niyang sinasabi is ikaw na lang kasi ikaw ang may problema, hindi ako. Then okay, I just let it go. Then naging okay na naman. Then this last time na talagang nag-usap kami, I said to him na open ako, sana maging open ka din, and I want us to seek help. Then same answer din siya, ganon na it's you, it's not me.
Ang desisyon niyang pag-alis ay hindi lamang para sa kanya, kundi higit para sa kanyang mga anak.
Parang hinuhugot ka sa magkabilang dulo na I want to stay because of my kids, but then I want to live because of my kids as well. But I choose to live dahil sa mga anak ko kasi nakikita ko na affected na sila. Nakikita na nila, especially yung dalawa kong anak, naiintindihan na nila yung panganay ko babae. And I don't want to set an example sa kanya na okay lang palang ganito. You know, na she will accept this kind of behavior. So, dun ako, I draw the line and I said, I will do this for my children's sake, not for myself. Kasi ako naman, Diyos ko, okay lang naman ako, I can deal with it, I can handle with it. Pero, pagdating sa mga anak ko, I have to protect them.
Sa kanyang mga pinagdaanan, binigyang diin ni Maria na mahalaga ang paghingi ng tulong.
If you don't know anything, you can't find help. Kasi parang ang lagi mo na lang iisipin is parang, okay lang to, ako yung may kasalanan, ganun ganyan. And you settle for less. You devalue yourself. You stop questioning your own understanding. Pero ang pinaka-importante is parang you find the trusted friend. And they will lead you to that right help na kailangan mo. Even hindi man yung opinion nila, but they can direct you to this help and support. And yeah, as answering your question, yes, I did. Tinawagan ko yung DV hotline here in Australia, and they were very helpful, and they will also direct you to right help other than their department.
At sa kanyang pagsisimula ng panibagong buhay, kasama ng kanyang 3 anak at bilang isang single mom, pagkakataon ito para sa paghilom at muling pagbangon.
Hindi siya madali, hindi rin siya mahirap. Everyday naman, you know, yung kinakaharap natin sa buhay is it's a matter of, you know, good choices na. So with this experience, it helps me a lot na to dig deeper sa sarili ko. And to, you know, to heal and to rebuild myself, especially meron akong 3 anak. Tsaka ang kagandahan kasi dito sa Australia is ang daming support na pwedeng tumulong sa'yo to enable you again to get back to your feet. Dapat mo lang hanapin at take advantage yung help na in-offer nila sa'yo para at least matulungan mo yung sarili mo. And then one day, you can be there for your children and you can, you know, you can be happy kahit mag-isa ka. It doesn't mean naman na alam mo yun, hindi mo makakaya. Tayo mga Pinoy, kahit anong pagsubok, kinakaya natin. So, lalo pa dito sa bansang to na ang dami mong tulong na malalapitan. So, yeah, that makes it easier yung challenges na kinakaharap ko ngayon. And especially, I have a really good support from my family, my sister, my mom, and a lot of friends. Sabi nga sa atin, di ba, yung bayanihan. Maraming Pilipino community rin dito sa kung saan ako nakatira. Ng mga anak ko na I met along the way, and they are very, you know, simple as, you know, they cook meal for you and they will give it to your house, and then even like you go for a walk with them, coffee, catch up. So those are simple things, but then it, I know, it helps a lot when you are in this kind of situation.
Sa mga pinagdaanan mo over the past 4-5 years, ano yung na-realize mo sa worth mo as a person at syempre bilang isang babae?
That realization, yung naalala ko yung sinasabi ng mama ko before, nung una pa lang akong nag-asawa at nagkaroon ako ng una kong anak. Sabi niya, kahit anong mangyari, huwag ka mag-stop mag-work. Keep your independence. Kasi yung mom ko naman, her own story, I admire her story kasi siya, nag-work siya abroad and then she supported us on her own. No read, no write yung mom ko, but napagtapos niya kami ng ate ko dahil sa nag-domestic helper siya sa Saudi Arabia for 10 years of her life. So, yun yung advice sa akin ng mom ko before na kahit anong mangyari, don't give up your career. So ngayon, parang nag-revisit ako doon, parang I want to relive that advice from my mom na kahit anong pagsubok ang kinakaharap ko ngayon, you know, having that master's degree, that 4 years of experience, I gained a valuable wisdom from that. You know, hindi naman nasayang yung buhay ko, and you know, I had another beautiful son. So yon, slowly I'm in my journey of, you know, self-healing, and I'm seeking for help as well for to understand myself and, you know, heal in the right way and right process. And yeah, I want to also go back to providing for myself and for my children on my own. Financial independence.
At ngayon, sa pagbabahagi ni Maria ng kanyang kwento, nais niyang sana'y may mapulot na aral din ang mga katulad niyang kababaihan pagdating sa pagiging financially independent.
It's a really important decision that you have to make, not only for your children. You always have to make a decision for yourself. Kasi pag okay ka, the rest will follow. You know, it will have a domino effect to your children, to other people that surrounds you. Kahit mag-asawa kayo, it is still important na meron kang sariling bank account. Kasi it will enable you to manage your own finances. Alam mo, it will give you that sense of independence. You know, if katulad ko kayo na you've been working all of your life and then suddenly nawala yung decision making sa'yo, well, it will be a very difficult situation. Pero it's not the end of the world. Kaya nga, I'm sharing my story now kasi I've been there where I was in my highest peak of my financial, you know, independence, and then suddenly I experienced this like I totally have no say, and then now I'm trying to rebuild. So it's a privilege for me to share my story. Not because proud ako sa sarili ko. I just want to impart that wisdom na ayokong maranasan ng iba kung pwede mo namang i-share yung story mo na yes, oh, you can sacrifice yourself for your children, but not to the extent na you fully forget about yourself. Meron ka pa ring identity, and being a mother, your purpose in life will not stop there. Ako personally, I have a lot of cause na gusto kong tulungan, and especially, you know, way back in my home country, how I felt na parang I'm in a great position para din makatulong ako in a simple way. So that cause na meron akong sa puso ko, I will still continue it now na parang napagdaanan ko to, and I can still, you know, rebuild myself from the 4 years na akala ko yun yung tama kong dapat gawin, to sacrifice myself.
At sa mga katulad niyang mga babae na bumabangon sa pagkakalugmok mula sa epekto ng mapang-abusong relasyon, narito ang mensahe ni Maria.
Doon naman sa mga mom na katulad ko ngayon na starting to rebuild their life, minsan, you know, every day it's hard for us to see the light. Minsan nagiging, you know, feeling natin hopeless na tayo, paano ko to gagawin, paano ko magpo-provide, paano ko magre-rent. Pero na-realize ko na there's no perfect timing. You know, sometimes nag-i-stay tayo dyan sa relationship for 10 years, 50 years. Pero there's no perfect time. There's no age limit. Pero I'll take every day as a chance for me to be better and just deal the problem each day, one step at a time.
Para sa mga dagdag na impormasyon, suporta o counseling, tumawag sa 1-800-RESPECT sa telepono bilang 1-800-737-732. Yan ay 1-800-737-732. O bisitahin ang 1-800-RESPECT website. Kung nasa panganibang buhay o isang emergency ang inyong sitwasyon, agad na tumawag sa 000. Kung kayo o sino mang kakilala na apektado ng ulat na ito ay maaaring tumawag sa Beyond Blue Hotline sa 1-300-224-636. Yan ay sa Beyond Blue sa 1-300-224-636. Ana Limvilata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.